Happy Thursday, everybody. We're over the hump. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going over there?
Oh, you know, just doing the thing.
Good. Well, I'm glad to see you. I'm glad to hear you. And
ditto.
I'm glad you're here because you are my favorite person to talk about the following topic with. Carl Lentz and the Hillsong Church.
Yay!
Cult Watch.
Yeah, Cult Watch is about right.
Oh, Cult Watch. I thought you said something about a body part. I
was okay.
Oh, my God, no! We don't do that on the air.
Never.
Okay, or we don't say that at all. Where should we start? We've been talking about this story all week, Colleen. The story of Hillsong Church. Now, this is not, it's difficult. It's a long conversation. It's a very deep conversation. People can come at this conversation in all different directions. The direction we have come at this story from is the one that surrounds the former leader by the name of Carl Lentz, because he intersects a lot of celebrity and pop culture, and that is what we talk about on this show.
Mm-hmm. Can I hit pause for a moment? Because the way that he intersects, in case you're like, how does a church leader intersect pop culture? Part of Hillsong's, I'm going to call it a strategy, is to harness the power and the voice of celebrities who they've attracted to the church. Namely, Justin Bieber is a big one. And there are others, but that's the one that is the most related.
Whenever we talk about Carl Lentz, usually people will say, like, former spiritual advisor to Justin Bieber, Carl Lentz, because that's kind of the connection you have to make to get people like, oh, okay, that's why we're talking about this.
Right.
But it's also because the organization has been criticized for many years, behaving similarly in some ways to organizations like Scientology and NXIVM. And you don't have to take our word for it, because we're not even actually that deep in this particular organization. But whenever we
but
see
we'll get there, don't worry.
Trust us. We'll read the report of the report. Uh-huh. But we've always been fascinated by cults and nefarious doings behind the scenes of major organizations. We're mm-hmm. a little distrustful of things sometimes. So that's kind of why we're obsessed with it. And the story this week has been about sort of the fallout from Carl Lentz leaving. And now the story is evolving. So it was all about Carl getting caught up in this cheating scandal. And we talked about it. It's interesting. But today we're talking about it because one of the former members of the church, who was also very high up, although not necessarily in leadership, but she was in a prominent position and had a ringside seat to the leadership, including Carl Lentz. She was, quote, intimate with him, but not in a sexual way. Like, she was friendly, like, good friends with him. They texted back and forth in terms of, like, they were connected on a daily basis, so she had a lot to say. She came out and posted this very extensive blog post that began to sort of, is beginning, I should say, rather, to poke some holes in the sort of tabloid narrative that increasingly it becomes clear perhaps the leaders of Hillsong are trying to perpetuate, that the real story to them is that Carl Lentz is a shady character mm-hmm. who, if he gets drummed out of the organization, then all of our problems will be solved. But she's like, ha, 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 not so fast. Mm-hmm. Right, Colleen?
Right. So what's interesting about it is she speaks from the inside, because she was, as you said, a close member of the church. But she speaks with a critical eye toward how they're going about this internal investigation. So sit with that for a second. An internal investigation, and she says as much, of the church structure that was created by the people who are doing the investigation, right? So it's not going to be necessarily an investigation that is going to, like, reveal something that they would otherwise be trying to hide, right? It's another way of allowing them to continue to hide some of the probably unseemly things that they've been doing as an organization.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing, I mean, oh, I hesitate to go down this road, but the interesting thing for me about this blog that was written by, her name is Janice, I believe, but her...
Yeah, Janice Legata.
Yep, her blog is called Janie the Cat. But what is interesting about it is that she speaks from a place of like kind of getting on the outside of it. And when you read it through her lens, you will start to see how the structure of Hillsong is as more of a similar to a cult, similar to how Scientology operates.
And yeah,
I just wanted to quickly say it's hard because I think there are a lot of people who believe religion is all a cult. I don't come at it from that perspective as a person of faith. However, I do see areas where this particular church model is in the model of what other cults have done.
Well, and what specifically Janice alleges, so if you're like, well, what do you mean? Like, what she's alleging is that there is a, quote, toxic work culture, that the church leadership gaslighted its members, perverted volunteers, these are her words, who were treated like servants. So she's saying basically it became very clear at a certain point to her that the organization's leadership was employing tactics to essentially take people's faith and belief and turn it into a useful mechanism to get things done for them. I mean, essentially, you know, giving people a premise by which they were willing to do work for little, compensation. They were willing to question their own, skill set. She basically alleges that this was sort of a top-down effort to control and manipulate people within the organization. It's not to say, again, we say this of Scientology.
Yeah.
It's not that there's anything inherently wrong with a person having a set of beliefs that are different and, you know, we would consider weird, different, strange from ours. Mm-hmm. It's that the people in the organization use those ideas to manipulate people, to get them to do things that they would not do on their own. And that's the sort of premise that she lays out in this blog post.
And the other important distinction is then that the people at the top, right, of the organization were not having to live under the same meager means as the people who were doing the volunteer work. So, for example, and this is an actual example, she talked about how members of the, quote, church choir were not allowed, they would not purchase or supply bottles of water for them because in the name of Jesus, they were doing this as their service to the church. Meanwhile, and remember, this is a church that had like a high production value. The leaders of the church had a green room that had all the trappings of a big concert green room. So they had all the fruit plates and all the bottled water for days. And they were hanging out in this tricked out green room while the choir was not afforded the same. Now, that might seem insignificant, but it's symbolic of...
And it's a pattern, because that's not the only example.
Exactly. But that's kind of the one that just, like, bubbled up for me. And then what's interesting is to hear her talk about the gymnastics that she and others like her were doing in their mind about why it was okay that this was happening in this way. Because she says, you know, there were flaws. Of course, there were flaws, and we saw that there were flaws. But ultimately, it was all in service of introducing people to the gospel and to Jesus. And any way they get there is a good way. And that's how they would sort of justify this model, which doesn't take away the toxicity of it. It only encourages it.
Absolutely. And in... and if you're just joining us, we're talking about a former member of this Hillsong Church, the now former leader of which was ousted because of an affair and perhaps more, which maybe we'll learn about at some point. In this, you know, piece that she lays out and sort of what she does, I think kind of jibes with everything we've suspected or smelled about this organization since we first sort of would catch it out of the corner of our eye because it would show up in headlines related to other celebrities that mm-hmm. we, you know, talk about on a regular basis. And what it also indicates to me is that I am far more interested in, at this point, learning about, like, it increasingly becomes clear to me based on little shreds of evidence that we're now seeing come out, for example, this blog post, that the leadership of the church as it remains is using Carl Lentz sort of as a scapegoat. And she kind of, I mean, she basically says that mm-hmm. they're scapegoating Carl Lentz. Like he was, she's like, he was not necessarily the best person in the world. And he was kind of shady in some ways and somewhat misogynistic, et cetera.
But he'll be the one to take the fall for all of them.
Yeah, but she believes that he was just allowed to operate within a system that was already created, that was already set up. Like he was a villain that was handed, you know, his, you know, kingdom of villainy. I don't remember mm-hmm. exactly how she described it, but the point being that Carl Lentz was not all of the problems that Hillsong faces, and he is just sort of this obvious scapegoat that they can then say, oh, we got rid of him. We launched an internal investigation, and now after this investigation, I imagine that you will find out more things come out about Carl Lentz. And, you know, for us as conspiracy theorists, part-time conspiracy theorists, when it comes to pop culture and celebrity, keep it fun, kids, that it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, they find some things that, you know, suddenly make us all believe that he's even worse of a person than he really is, so that perhaps people aren't looking at what's really going on, you know, at the leadership level of the people that remain.
Right.
And again, this organization is huge. This is not just like, you know, some like Sunday school or like, what's the name of that? Crystal Cathedral in mm-hmm. Southern California. Like, this is a worldwide organization.
With colleges, with multiple branches in different, and Carl Lentz specifically was in the higher echelon of the New York branch, right? So
yeah,
this isn't like, you know, ye old chapel on the hill down the yeah. street where
this
people
isn't
go
like, we are really excited about learning about what's going on in your, you know, congregation's like behind the scenes drama. It's
yeah.
not about that. It's about like, this is a very vast organization that has effects on hundreds of thousands of people.
Absolutely. And we will continue to keep our eye on it because we are fascinated. This is the kind of stuff that makes us tick. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, not only are we going to get all the dirt straight from Hollywood, we're also going to announce a live for free name on the Woo! Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Well, yes, indeed. Don't worry about it. Holly Roberts is going to bring us all the dirt straight from Hollywood on the Colleen and Bradley Show. But first...
Dude, it sucks this year.
It is time for us to announce a live for free name. It has been a tough year, and we want you to live for free for the rest of 2020. Clinton Dietrich is this hour's name. Clinton Dietrich. Call us back at 651-641-1071 in the next 10 minutes. And if you do, Clinton, you will win $100 and you are entered to win the grand prize of $10,000. Clinton Dietrich.
Oh my God.
651-641-1071. And if you know Clinton and you just heard his name
yeah.
and you did not tell
Clinton.
Him, you are not friends anymore. Just know that.
Rude.
Clinton.
Let
Clinton.
Him know. 651-641-1071.
I wonder if he calls him, if he pronounces it Clinton or Clinton.
Clinton.
Well, the only way we're going to find out is if he calls.
It's true.
And then we get to talk to him.
Okay, so. Clinton. Okay, now while we're waiting for Clinton Dietrich to call, Holly Roberts, lay some dirt on us.
Yeah, so let's talk about Charlie Brown television specials. I'm going to give you this topic that we're going to be able to watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas all on PBS commercial free.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Here's what I think is so interesting about this is like all you have to do in 2020 is whine about when something gets taken away from you.
And you'll get it.
And you'll get it back somehow.
Will you, though?
No.
Be careful what you say.
I meant in entertainment.
I know.
Because what ends up happening is, like, everybody goes, oh, they're not going to let us watch the Charlie Brown special. And then HBO is like, we will save the day. And now we get to watch.
Yeah, you
is
know,
this a tradition
that's like,
for you, Brad?
Actually, no. It used to be when I was a kid, right? When we only had broadcast television. Mm-hmm. But now it's not. My Christmas tradition is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. and White Christmas. Last year, I think I only watched Rudolph, but usually it's those two movies. I forced Jamie to watch them. He doesn't really like
to do that. He loves it. He loves it so much because also, he loves you.
Yeah.
But are you...
Do you watch them?
No.
With your family?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever watched them with your kids?
Maybe. I feel like the one that we always watched was, oh no, no, we'll probably watch... We might watch it this year. I don't remember.
I mean, why not? It's something to do.
Right?
We're not going anywhere.
And it's like a classic. I will say, though, like for kids these days, that show is boring and slow. So.
Yes. Well, and also, it's just so interesting to me how we put up with that as kids.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have a choice.
Well, that was how things were.
I am not entirely not sold on the fact, I don't know how to say these words, I am not entirely unconvinced that your kids shouldn't have some experience like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because now I, you know, this is my get off my lawn moment. Like, I think that kind of taught us some things, right?
Absolutely.
Like, we weren't catered to in terms of our entertainment, where something colorful and weird would just pop onto the screen and go bleep, bloop, blop, boop, bleep.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Clinton's on the line.
Hey! Let's talk to Clinton. Hello, Clinton. Congratulations. How are you?
Oh, great. How are you guys?
Well, we're good. You're better because you just won $100. And you're going to be entered to win the grand prize of $10,000.
How are you feeling, man?
I'm excited. I literally parked my car and was about to turn it off. Just as Colleen said that she was getting ready to call a name. So I'm so glad I waited.
I'm so glad you waited too. Clinton, here's the big question. What will you do with the $10,000 if you win?
I think once it's safe, I'm going to plan a trip to Europe.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
That is perfect. Feel free to take us with.
Okay.
I feel like he's going to need more than $10,000.
You know, that's fine. Whatever. You can pack me in. I pack nicely. Clinton, congratulations. We are so excited for you. And best of luck, okay?
Thanks, Clinton.
All right, thanks.
Good luck.
Take care and happy Thanksgiving. That was fun. I'm so glad he called back. But that was our first time we got to talk to a winner. I'm very excited.
No, it's awesome.
Okay, Holly, let's go on with the dirt.
Okay, so you guys had a nice conversation about a Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah.
It's slow pace, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the whole reason that this is making news is because Apple TV Plus bought the rights to a lot of Peanuts stuff, and so people were concerned that we weren't going to be able to see it on network television anymore.
Yeah.
And that you'd have to pay for it, and that's rude.
Mm-hmm.
It is rude. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get you started. Well, let's talk about another streaming service story that's making headlines today, Wonder Woman 1984, quite possibly one of the biggest movies of the year, or allegedly it was going to be, and now it's going to be streaming on HBO Max starting Christmas Day. That movie was supposed to be released in theaters back in June, but you know,
stuff, things, and whatnot.
2020.
Now, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Wonder Woman 1984 is going to be out in theaters on Christmas Day too. So that's going to be an option for
you. There are going to be theaters on Christmas Day. Sorry. I'm sorry. We can't do that in 2020. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I shouldn't do that thing where we have an optimistic moment and then I Debbie Downer it.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that in 2020.
Well, you know. Anyways.
We were all doing it in our hearts.
I think a lot of people are probably going to be excited to sit on their couch and watch Wonder Woman.
Oh, I'm so excited to watch Wonder Woman 1984 on my couch and we finally get to see Chris Pine in a fanny pack.
Guys, can I tell you something?
What?
I didn't love the first one.
It's a little long.
I haven't seen the first one.
It was a little long.
I'm not a superhero person. I never was. It's nothing personal, kids. I know those of you who love them, you love them. But other than Superman and Henry Cavill in a, you know, spandex suit.
Wonder Woman might not turn your crank.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, like. I'm
Gal
sure
Gadot is beautiful. And
she's
easy
beautiful
on the
woman.
Eyes, but she's just maybe not either of our type.
True. Right. And neither is Chris Pine. Sorry, Holly. Ugh. I think Chris Pine is the worst Pine.
Really?
The worst Chris.
He's
the worst Pine.
Well, I feel like you should just
Pine Fur.
Pine Saul.
Anyway.
Pine Toilet Cake.
Yeah, exactly.
Urinal Cake, isn't that what it is?
Okay.
fine. And on that note, Holly, thanks for that turtle.
Really?
Yeah, and congratulations to Clinton. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, it is time for us to play a game. We're going to play the 30-second pop culture challenge, but we need you to call in if you want to play. 651-641-1071. 30 seconds, 5 pop culture questions. Get them all right, you win a prize on My Talk 107.1. We're going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's on the phone today, Holly?
It's Amy.
We've got Amy on the line, and what is Amy playing for?
Amy is playing for this.
A MyTalk 107.1 t-shirt.
Fabulous. Amy, are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
I am.
Fabulous. The timer will begin after I ask the first question. Here we go. Billy Lord is the daughter of which celebrity?
Princess Leia.
Yes, Shredder. I'll take it. Shredder is a villain from what cartoon and movie series?
Pass.
Which superhero uses a golden lasso as a weapon?
Wonder Woman.
Rockefeller Center is located in what city?
New York City.
Who is the narrator in the holiday special Frosty the Snowman?
Burl Ives? Bing Crosby?
No. Nope.
Amy, I'm so sorry. You did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge. However, that doesn't mean you can never play again, because you can play tomorrow. We do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Let's get the questions that Amy did not get correct.
So, Shredder, she did get Carrie Fisher in the end, under my breath. Well, she was sitting under my breath. Shredder is a villain. It's weird. Shredder is a villain in what cartoon movie series?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And she had some good guesses, but who is the narrator in the holiday special Frosty the Snowman?
It's Jimmy Durante.
Yeah. Cha-cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha. And now that we've answered all of those questions, we can move on to solve some mysteries. We do that in the form of blind items, which Holly has brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
By the item.
Oh, a celebrity gossip mystery awaits us. Here it is. Please, whatever this housewife says about her offspring dating a celebrity is just for show.
Oh.
She loves the fame it's bringing her offspring. Even if the whole thing is creepy but legal, she loves it.
Oh my gosh, that's Lisa to the Rinna.
I don't know this story.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Because do. Her daughter is dating Scott Disick.
Oh, is that who Scott Disick is grooming? I mean, dating.
Oh, yes. Well done. Paying. I mean, grooming. I mean, dating. Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So please, whatever Lisa Rinna says about her daughter Amelia Hamlin dating Scott Disick, it's all just for show, because Lisa Rinna loves the fame it's bringing her daughter. Even if the whole thing is creepy but legal, Lisa Rinna loves it.
So what has she said?
I think that the quote is that Lisa Rinna is just thinking that this is just a phase. You know, oh, well, she's just going through a phase hanging out dating Scott Disick.
Cool. No, she's
what
so
phase
happy.
Is that, like, too young to know better? I mean, I guess we're all, when we're young, we think, like, dating someone older is kind of cool, but Scott Disick is, you know.
Yeah.
Gross.
I just,
the alarm bells would go off for me, not only as a person, but a parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's Scott Disick. He likes him young.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, there's a lot of things that I suppose that we really haven't discussed about Scott Disick and his quote unquote relationships with younger women that we haven't really talked about on the air. But NT Lawyer, the guy who writes The Blind Item, has talked about this, that perhaps they're more
financial.
Yeah. Things happening.
I love how you're just being so pregnant with your pausery.
Yeah.
Blinded
by the item.
Here's another blind item for Colleen and Bradley to solve here. The woman who came forward to speak about her affair with the disgraced pastor is one of many. However, I'm waiting to hear from the celebrity who was the final straw. The one who has a hugely successful radio show.
Well, it's Carl Lentz.
Yes.
And the woman we talked about, Janice, right?
Yes.
But who's the radio?
I have no idea.
Ryan Seacrest? No.
No. Yeah.
Do they go to
Wendy
that church?
Wendy Williams?
She's not on the radio.
Yeah, she used to be.
Yeah.
Is she still on the radio? Howard Stern? I'm trying to think of like who are big female radio hosts. That's how sad is that.
Oh, is it a female?
We don't know. It's not specified.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
It just says, here's what it says. However, I'm waiting to hear from the celebrity who was the final straw.
Got it.
The one who has a hugely successful radio show. So it could really be anybody.
Well, I bet it's Howard Stern then, because he's in New York and maybe he would have some stories. I don't know. What other major radio star do we know of that Empty Lawyer would be paying attention to? Who's a celebrity, I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
And not like either. A talking head.
I don't know. Megan I gotta, Kelly? I now, no, oh. This is going to be, now I'm going to be going down this rabbit hole. Dang it. Oh, let's move on, since otherwise I'm going to get really distracted with this and have to deal with it later.
Okay. Blinded by the item. Don't want to distract
Thank
you with
you.
Celebrity gossip God solving forbid. Work.
And I need to focus on celebrity gossip.
All right, well, focus on this.
I just got too many celebrity things to think about.
Guys, it's hard. It's a hard life.
With the new court documents filed, it's looking more and more likely that the illiterate former actress is going to be writing a very large check to the people she sued. The sooner she can settle, the less she'll have to pay. The vast majority of the time, if there's a settlement, the person who sues gets the money. In this case, it will be the opposite, but people just glancing to see she sued and that it was settled will assume that she won. Oh, she knows this.
Okay.
So
I'm confused.
I know. There's a lot of words.
So basically what it's saying is the documents have been filed and she's probably going to end up writing a big check to settle whatever this suit is.
Yes.
And she's doing that because she knows when people like look to see whatever happened to ... they will assume that she won if she settled.
Right, because it will just, the headline will be blankety blank, settled with blank.
Right.
I mean, the only person that comes to mind as an illiterate former actress that might be involved in some legal shenanigans is Meghan Markle.
Well, that's it. Yes. So, with new court documents filed revealing that Meghan said that she passed along information to a friend to pass along to the authors of Finding Freedom, it looks like Meghan Markle will be writing a very large check to the people that she sued. That the sooner she can settle, the less she's going to have to pay.
Interesting.
So the headlines will, you know, to your point, Colleen, will maybe have the perception that she won in this case, but if she settled, she's the one who's going to be settling, and she's going to be the one who has to write the check to settle.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. But other people might not do the math on that.
Right.
So there you go.
And this just kind of points to like our discussion about this book, Finding Freedom.
Oh.
That it kind of buttresses our theories about this.
Absolutely.
That
they're leveraging this publicity.
Well, or that, you know, they said, Harry and Meghan said they didn't talk directly to the authors of this book. They were like, well, we didn't have any involvement in Finding Freedom. But these court documents are revealing, well, yeah, you did, but you're putting a barrier between yourself and the authors so that you can legitimately say, no, we did not have any quote unquote direct contact with the authors.
Yeah, but maybe you had indirect contact,
right,
which is not a far leap. Can I just double back really quickly to the previous one?
I wish you would.
Because listener Andrew said, guys, it's a celebrity that has a radio show. Maybe it's a Seacrest situation.
Oh.
And I did a quick Google experience.
Okay. Congratulations, by the way, on your quick Google experience.
Hey, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But I will say that remember who was connected to Hillsong and some of the blind items? People like Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez. Who's close to people like that?
Ryan Seacrest.
And the Kardashians.
And the Kardashians.
Yeah. So while I can't find like pictures of Ryan Seacrest at a Hillsong service, it seems totally plausible that
he's like a couple degrees removed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Interesting. And you, he produces Andrew. The Kardashians, so there's like a definitely some inroads there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. And remember who married Kanye West and Kim Kardashian? What?
Hold on. I might have just found the smoking gun.
Uh-oh, he cracked the code, you guys.
Beep boop boop beep boop boop beep.
You know what? Why don't you hold that thought? Get yourself real familiar with it, because when we come back, you're going to tell us about the smoking gun, and then we're going to check in on Britney Spears.
What a tease.
Thank you, guys. I'm a professional. We'll be back after this on MyTalk 107.1. Ellie, this is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer. We have a lot to accomplish in this segment. Let's start by going over the blind item that we talked about in the last segment and taking everybody on the journey that, Bradley, you have a destination for.
Yeah, so Holly, you brought us this blind item that essentially talked about, well, actually, I don't have it in front of me. Do you want to just give us a quick reminder of what that blind item was from the last segment?
Yeah, so I'll just read the whole thing. Here we go.
Blinded by the item.
The woman who came forward to speak about her affair with the disgraced pastor is one of many. However, NT lawyer is waiting to hear from the celebrity who was the final straw, the one who has a hugely successful radio show.
Mm-hmm. And thanks to one of our listeners, we speculated that could be Ryan Seacrest. So then I started Googling because, you know, let's see, the internet knows all.
Yes.
And then I found this article from The Sun, and there was so much to contemplate in this one little tabloid article. Taking control. Justin Bieber's pastor Carl Lentz hires Meghan Markle's PR firm to save his reputation following cheating scandal.
Oh.
Well, that's interesting. Put that aside for just a moment. But it also says, and I can tell you those details in just a moment, but it also says that Carl Lentz is believed to be represented by none other than United Talent in Los Angeles, whose impressive list of celebrities include Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, interesting.
Apparently, previously sources have told The Sun that Carl wants to pursue a career in television, and his dream is to land a faith-based Netflix series, although the streaming service has yet to set up a meeting. But what's also interesting and got me reading during the break is that, again, the main thrust of this article was that he hired something called Sunshine Saks. And Sun...
Okay.
That's like Saks Fifth Avenue, not Sack of Gold.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Or nuts.
Sunshine Saks.
Nut Saks. Saks of nuts. Excuse me? I'm sorry. I meant like...
Did you just say...
Sorry, I encouraged her.
Wow.
But that's what
I meant. She just put it out there. I know that's what you meant, Holly, but Colleen actually said it. We all thought it.
It just happened.
Didn't need to hear it, but we did.
I'm sorry. Yes, I don't know.
Anywho. Sunshine Saks with a C-H. Is the same PR firm apparently representing Meghan Markle. And then it goes on in this article to show pictures of, wait for it, not just Meghan Markle, but Carl Lentz with Oprah Winfrey.
Oh.
So it's
That's
just like,
not
it's
good.
No. I'm here to tell, I can't. Listen. Okay, I'm going to, you guys, I had other plans for this weekend, but I guess I have to put them on hold that I can write the flow chart.
Look what you made me do.
No, but I'm going to have to do like this diagram of how Carl Lentz is connected to all these people that we pay attention to, because he is also he's attached to the Kardashians. The Kardashians, of course, are attached to Ryan Seacrest. I mean, it's a web.
We should say the Kardashians have actually moved on from Hillsong.
Yeah.
By all accounts, they go to this other church, and I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but there's this like community or satellite community of churches that are similar to the sort of oeuvre of Hillsong.
Hillsong, yeah. And then there's another church group that Chris Pratt goes to that's also similar to Hillsong, yeah, called
and
Zoe.
That brings in like the Maria Shrivers of the world.
Yeah, I mean, this is
Catherine Schwarzenegger. These people are all connected, man. It's the 1%.
Can somebody write a note?
Celebrity literati.
Can somebody write a note to my Hebrew professor and tell him I'm not going to be able to complete my homework because I have to do this?
Nope. And if they did, your professor rightly would not excuse it. But for the purposes of this show and this segment, yes, we love it. We want it all. We want to know more. And that's why we go deep in the shallow on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Download our podcast. It's available season two.
Season one, the first season. It feels like it's been a whole season. No, but what I wanted to quickly say before we move on to check on our friend Britney Spears is I'm struggling with the Ryan Seacrest thing only because there are alliances around him with, like, he wouldn't necessarily want to be on anybody's bad side. That's not how he rolls. Meaning he's close with the Kardashians. The Kardashians still do have a relationship with Carl Lentz, although maybe they don't because now they're on the outs with him. Okay, forget it. I just talked myself around. Let's move on. Let's check in with Britney. Let's get the Cobra Gang together.
Whenever there's trouble, we're there on the double. We're the Cobra Gang. If you've got the crime, we've got the time. We're the Cobra Gang.
We need to check in on this girl because she's on vacation right now. Nobody else is, but Britney Spears is going to Hawaii.
She chartered her own plane. Oh, she flew her ass to Hawaii.
She in her own bubble. Anyway, there's a video of her with Sam, and they're tootling down a cliff, and then they jump in the water, and Sam says that she's the queen of cliff diving. I mean, she jumped off a cliff. I don't know that that makes you the queen. Anyway, I just thought
you
guys.
She's the queen of so many things.
Well, she's the queen of being able to do anything that we can't
right?
do.
Thank you.
And I just thought we should check in on her and enjoy the moment vicariously through her. Because Britney Spears, you guys, she has had some experiences. In addition to cliff diving, the thing I wanted you to know, wait a minute, where did this go? Oh, yeah, it was on this picture. So she posted a photo 18 hours ago, and it's of a sunset. It's a painting. So in the photo, there is a painting, and they're clearly at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And she has, like, blurred out the people and kept the image
that of
was the
nice
painting.
Of her.
It was very nice of her. Those people are probably like, why is Britney Spears taking our picture? And she goes, so this is my version of the sunset. I get it. It doesn't even come close to Sam Asghari's shots, but I got to eat my first deep dish pizza ever in Maui. And a few things happened that I just had to share.
Okay, wait, I'm not ready to go on yet.
Okay.
Is that a thing? Like, do we celebrate our first deep dish pizza in Maui? Is Maui known for its deep dish pizza?
I don't know.
Okay, but anyway, go on.
I'm going to Maui some pizza.
I mean,
I
would too.
I'm going to be doing it in Maui.
Thank you.
So, a few other things happened that I just had to share. To start, two birds flew in the restaurant just to say hello.
Well, talking bird would be headline news.
That would be. She did bird emojis and a wavy hand emoji.
Hi.
And then literally the most adorable thing that I've ever seen happened. An old lady was embarrassed by her husband for taking too many videos in the restaurant, and it was just too cute. That's the real stuff.
What? What? Huh?
Oh my God. I want whatever she's on.
Oh man.
To be able to be that carefree.
Oh, honey, all you need to do is have your first deep dish in Maui and you too can talk to birds and see embarrassing people taking videos.
Good luck to her.
Oh, when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, what are the projects that you are going to tackle during this next round of lockdowns? 651-641-1071 after this on My Talk 107.